Seattle Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole promised big changes when she took the helm last May. This week, we're going to see a major shakeup. O'Toole's replacing all four of her assistant police chiefs, her top command staff. The chief will fill their jobs with two outsiders and two insiders. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray says strong leadership at the top is essential to carrying out the federally mandated reforms in the police department.
Well, when I hired Chief O'Toole, I asked her to look at the command staff and make decisions on what she thought was going to be best for us to be in compliance with the federal court and to make our police department one of the best in the country. So we've been in discussions about this since the beginning. I also encouraged her to at least bring one person from outside the police force so we'd have fresh eyes and a different perspective.
You mentioned the discussions you had with the chief about the reform process, and you're talking about the federally mandated
right.
reforms. What does a change of leadership say about the direction of the force or perhaps where the force was before this change went into effect?
So the police force court found them in violation of a series of areas, including biased policing and use of force, inappropriate use of force. And I think that is a reflection of the leadership of the city, the civilian leadership, and to some extent the leadership of the police force. And I think leadership that gives direction, that requires the type of training that's needed, requires the type of behavior be carried out, is what drives reform in a police force. Mostly, I have to tell you, the officers I meet are good people, good men and women who are taking risks every day. And I don't think that they have gotten clear messages from the city. And as I said before, there are issues of racism in any policing effort. But police are often at the receiving end of failed systems regarding race, education, criminal justice, the foster care system, drug treatment. And so I think that when we just focus on the behavior of police and not on the leadership and our responsibility and on the other systems that we have to work at to change the dynamic around race, we're not actually going to be able to change the police.
So essentially what you're saying is that the force, the police force, needs a clean start. In a sense, we are scrubbing the past, putting something new in charge of the structure, and that's the only way that you can move forward?
Right. I believe that by bringing in a new chief who's bringing in a new command staff, and I'm still a fairly new mayor, hopefully we will send the message about what we want out of our police. And I think if they hear a clear message from us, we'll be in a better place.
So there is a change of leadership, but in your 14 months in office, how would you assess the progress of the police reform process?
Well, I would look at what the federal monitor has said. And the federal monitor has indicated for the first time since the federal government has been involved, there is movement. There is progress. The Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, invited me back to meet with him because Seattle's finally making progress. We're not there yet, but I think we need to acknowledge progress when it happens.
As I understand, there is no fixed end date. At some point, it will be determined that we have complied with the federal mandate, correct?
I didn't negotiate this thing, and there is no end date. Albuquerque, which is under a federal court order as well, I believe theirs is 4 years with a definite date. I think it's unfortunate that we don't have one because I do think we need to have we need to have clear expectations that our police department understands so that they can deliver it in a timely fashion. And we're struggling with this.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray, Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole will announce her picks for her four new assistant chief positions tomorrow.